Welcome to the space show, Steve. When I was looking at the parts of the Mars exploration rovers before you launched, I thought the part that would fail first would be the rocket abrasion tool. And yet it's still working 20 months after landing. So what is the RAT, and how does it does its success surprise you? How come it's lasted so long?
I'm frankly a little surprised that they've lasted so long. Actually, the RAT on Spirit, the grinding heads are worn out. We can't grind anymore. It was designed to grind 3 rocks. It did 15, and then it finally wore out. We can still use it to brush, however. The way the RAT works, it's a diamond-tipped grinding tool, very sophisticated device. Spins at 3,000 RPM, and it will grind its way carefully into a rock, brushing the cuttings out of the hole as it does. It's a very clever design the way the heads are built. We had the worst trouble trying to find a way to build these grinding heads. What we finally came up with was a design in which you have lots and lots of little tiny diamonds that are embedded in a resin, a phenolic resin. And the resin holds the diamonds tightly in place, and they grind and they grind and they grind. And eventually, even diamonds, though they're very hard, they will eventually wear out. But what happens is, as the diamonds are starting to wear out, they'll get plucked out of the resin. The resin wears away, and it exposes fresh diamonds underneath. So they're sort of self-sharpening. They sharpen themselves as they go. But they do wear out with time. The one on Opportunity is still going strong. The rocks at the Opportunity landing site are pretty soft, and so they haven't presented nearly as much of a challenge to the RAT as the ones at the Spirit site. So the Opportunity RAT is still going.
The Spirit site rocks are mainly basalt, aren't they?
Yeah, the ones out on the plains were all basalt, and up in the hills it's a mixture of different rock types, but all of them fundamentally igneous rocks and pretty tough, and it's finally just worn out.
And what have you been able to find by drilling into the rocks?
Well, what we've found is that rocks on Mars are weathered. Almost all of them are weathered to some extent or another. And so it's essential, if you want to understand the minerals, the chemistry, to grind away that outer layer so you see the fresh rock underneath. The other thing that happens is that a lot of the rocks have very rough surfaces. They just have rough, bumpy surfaces, and then there's a lot of sand and dust blowing around. And the sand and the dust can get in the crevices in the rock, and if you don't wipe that stuff away, if you don't grind it away or brush it away, you wind up making a measurement on a very dirty surface, and it's hard to interpret it because you have a mix of materials. So the RAT's been just essential for our success.
Now, when Opportunity became stuck on a sand dune, indeed it looked just like a mere sand ripple rather than a proper dune, did you think of the roving days are over?
I was always pretty confident we were going to get out. These are pretty capable vehicles, and I was pretty confident we were going to get out. But I was not 100% confident. And you know, when we first started trying to extract it, I thought we were going to be out very quickly. I thought we would do 8 or 10 or maybe 20 meters worth of wheel turns and we'd just pop out. By the time we'd done 150 meters worth of wheel turns and we still hadn't really gone anywhere, my confidence was starting to flag a little bit. I will be very honest with you. But after 192 meters, it did pop out, and we are treating those big ripples or little dunes, whatever you want to call them, with a lot more respect now than we used to.
Have you got any way now, with the experience of that one, of predicting when you see one ahead that, this is one to steer clear of? Because before you were just churning over them.
Yeah. You know, I wish we could do that. I wish there was some magic formula for identifying a bad one. There are some that are obviously not a problem. There are some that might be a problem. If you see one that might be a problem, you just treat it with care. And no, we don't have a magic formula for telling which ones are going to be bad, but when we're in the vicinity of ones that we think might be a problem, what we do is we just turn a lot of our driving safeguards on. I mean, when we hit this thing, we had almost all of our safeguards turned off for maximum speed. And we're not operating that way now. We'll turn the safeguards back on, and it slows us down, but it keeps us safe.
Now, with the Opportunity, you were heading south,
yes,
towards a rocky area.
Right.
What were you hoping to achieve there?
Well, what we're hoping to achieve, and in fact what we are achieving, because we're now in that rocky area, is to find rock that may be different from what we've seen before in two different ways. First of all, we've moved like 3 kilometers laterally. And it's not uncommon in geologic units, especially sedimentary rocks, for there to be lateral variations in the chemistry and the composition that reflect lateral changes in the environment. You know, it's different here than it is over there, okay, if the two places are far enough apart. And we are seeing some differences in the nature of the rock. The other reason that we wanted to go horizontally is that all of the rock that we've seen previously, at Eagle Crater and Endurance Crater, was inside of impact craters, and it has, because it went through the cratering process, it's been broken up, fractured, in some places shattered by the impact event. And what we're hoping to find here is rock that has not been through that fracturing and jumbling up process, because it leads to a sedimentary record that's easier to read.
Now, not long after you landed, Spirit, it was almost as soon as we got the first pictures back, people were saying, head for the hills. Now, amazingly, Spirit has not only reached the hills, but now climbed to the summit of Husband Hill. Yeah. So, where and what next for Spirit? By the way, how high are those hills?
The summit of Husband Hill lies about 90 meters above the base of the hill and about 110 meters above our landing site. Yeah, we're at the top. We reached the summit on about day 582 of our 90-day mission to Mars. The view is spectacular. The view is absolutely glorious from up there. What we're doing right now is we're taking a big panorama, color, high resolution. It's going to be one of the signature images from the whole mission. But besides being a pretty picture, it's also an essential planning tool for us. The reason that we went to the summit was twofold. First of all, this has turned out to be a very geologically rich region. There are all sorts of different rock types up here. But the other thing is that it affords a wonderful view. I mean, geologists do this all the time. If you want to decide where you're going to do your geologizing, where you're going to go next, you climb to the top of the highest hill and you take a look around. And that's what we're doing. We're seeing, especially to the south, some very intriguing features. And I think what we're going to do probably, the mountain has kind of a rounded summit. It's not a sharp summit. And so to get a good view on the south flank, I think we may actually have to drive down off the summit, drive south a little ways until we can have a better view down into the basin to the south of the mountain. We'll then take another big partial panorama looking south and use that as our planning tool, use that to pick our route down the south side. But we're going to descend to the south off the mountain and into the basin below, and then we'll see what we see.
When you look at some of the Mars Global Surveyor area, photographs of that hill area, it does look like you've got a different geology further on the other side of the hill, as it were.
Yeah, that's right. We certainly see on the south side of the hill a lot of what looks like terracing on the hillside. It's probably some kind of exposed layers, and that's very interesting to us. So that's a likely target.
So you think you might get there?
We'll see. You know, the rovers could die tomorrow, so you never know, but we're going to try.
Thanks for joining us on the Space Show, Steve.
Glad to be here.